Las Vegas Sportsline. Presented by the Westgate Las Vegas, home of the world's largest race and sports book, and the Super Contest.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Presented by WagerTalk.com.
All right, here we go. It's the Tuesday edition of the Las Vegas Sportsline. I'm Dave Koch, and Marco D'Angelo is here with me. Mark Seidel is producing this program. Jeff Sherman is going to be with us because it's Westgate Las Vegas Superbook Tuesday, and we've got all kinds of things to go through with Jeff. NFL, NBA opening night. Jeff's very strong in the NBA. We'll talk Golden Knights, golf preview, a little soccer. Stick a baseball in there someplace. Marco, we first will... You can't be amazed by anything he does because pound for pound, he's as good as anybody who's ever played the game at his position. But Aaron Rodgers, on one leg, by the way, and he is on one leg, he pulls another rabbit out of the hat last night. Green Bay escapes with a win against the 49ers.
Escape is a key word for it because San Francisco went up and down the field on him. The Green Bay defense was as bad as I've seen. That was C.J. Beathard on the field last night going up and down.
And he played well.
He played well, but Dave, let's be honest. Some of the throws you and I could have made, these guys were, there wasn't a defender within 5 yards of them. You know, we might have underthrown him, but we would have had a shot at completing the pass.
I might have underthrown him by 40 yards, which is tough to do when it's a 30-yard pass.
I've never seen a defense as bad as Green Bay's was last night.
Mark, I'm going to bring you into this, too, because you're a pro football guy. Don't they need to really have a bad run so they can fire Mike McCarthy? Mike McCarthy is just not a good head football coach.
He's an awful,
at the NFL
coach
level, but they're never bad enough to fire him. I don't know. Maybe you just say, you know what, we've gone as far as we can go, and we're going to make a change anyway.
They're not going to be bad enough to fire him as long as Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, because he is that good of a quarterback that he will always keep you in the game.
Just before you came in the studio, I was talking with Mark, and I said, did you see the stupid comment that Terry Bradshaw made yesterday?
No.
They asked him, who would you keep if you had to get rid of one person, McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers? He said he'd keep McCarthy. I think Terry had a couple too many hits.
When I wish we had a camera in studio so I could have just captured Dave's reaction to that.
How do you possibly say that? I mean, Rodgers is arguably, I'm not saying he is, but he's in the conversation for the best quarterback to have ever played professional football.
Probably the best, Dave, when you consider the supporting cast.
Yeah.
How many, I mean, Green Bay's never really had a super team around them. The defense has never been great. It's always been, you know, mediocre at best. They had a few years that it wasn't bad. He's never really had a good running game to support the passing game. He's had some decent receivers, but it seems like, you know, when Jordy Nelson would be hurt all the time and that. This is a guy that when you talk about who do you want to carry a team, put them on their back and carry them, I go Aaron Rodgers and I go Tom Brady. That's where the list
goes.
In today's football, yeah. And where do you want to go? You know, Brett Favre had better teams than Aaron Rodgers has had.
Absolutely. 100% better team. Yes.
I don't put Brett Favre in front of Aaron Rodgers
or Tom Brady. No.
Not even close.
No, I think Brett Favre was a heck of a quarterback.
Yeah.
But Rodgers is...
You put Brett Favre on these teams that Aaron Rodgers is quarterbacking, and...
They would not be winning.
No.
Drew Brees is the all-time passing leader, but look at the offensive talent he had in the scheme that they ran.
And that's not a knock on Brees. Awesome Rodgers is.
And throw one more thing. Brees was in half of his games in a dome.
Yeah.
Rodgers plays half of his games outdoors and half of the, you know, late November, December, early January. That's not a great place weather-wise to be throwing the football around.
Well, in any case, the Packers sneak through that game. They now have their bye week coming up, which they can use. And the 49ers have the unenviable task of hosting the Rams on Sunday night. Double-digit home dogs. We'll talk more about that later on. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers are back up 2-1. They win for the 12th time in 13 games. They have been the hottest team in baseball at the right time. 4-0 last night. I thought, to be honest with you, I thought that Dave Roberts probably should have hit for Buehler. I think it was in the fifth inning. I understand that he's pitching good ball, but you got to get some runs. Yeah, you got to take a shot for them. And, you know, you've got a bullpen that at least has the capabilities of shutting the other team down. I thought that was a mistake. We'll never know how it would have turned out, but we do know this. They got nothing for the nine innings, and now the Brewers are back up in the series, Marco.
Yeah, it's and I'm happy I have the Brewers for the series as far as that part goes. And, Dave, as I said it to you yesterday when we were talking about it, this series, on paper, what you would your knee-jerk reaction to each pitching matchup in each day is a total surprise. You lose with Kershaw on game one. Game two, Milwaukee's got a late lead. We know what that bullpen's been all year. They blow the lead. Then you had Buehler at home for the Dodgers.
He's been fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic at home this year, and he gets beat. And Buehler, he's pitched so well, he's made just a couple mistakes. The problem is those couple mistakes in the last couple games have been home runs.
And look, you got to get more than five hits and no runs.
Yeah.
You're not going to that. That's a guarantee. You will not win a game where you don't score any runs. Best you can do is hope for rain and a suspension. And that's not likely to happen in L.A. Time for us to check out tonight's action. We do that every day with our M.J. Christensen 4 at 4.
One, two, bring it to the folks.
Put the fours up. Put the fours up, I said. Do it right now.
Tonight's action is just around the bend, and the guys want to get your night off to a great start.
Four.
It's the Las Vegas Sports Lines 4 at 4.
Not one, not two, not three, but four.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you every day by MJ Christensen Diamonds at Boca Park. That's their one location in town. Christmas layaway. It's getting closer, folks. We're only about 2 months and change away. Why not make your selections now? Don't get caught running around right before Christmas trying to figure out what to buy the loved one in your life. Get over to MJ now. Check out their catalog. Check them out online, mjchristensen.com. You can still sign in for that layaway program. Make a down payment. Make a couple of monthly payments between now and Christmas. You'll be all set. All you have to do is wrap it up, and I think they'll do that for you, too, at MJ Christensen Diamonds. We go to this. Well, let's keep it local first with tonight's Sabres-Golden Knights matchup. Golden Knights are big favorites in this game. They did manage to get 2 points out of the road trip at the finish with a clutch 1-0 win over Philadelphia. An amazing performance, as we mentioned yesterday, by Marc-Andre Fleury in that game. He was phenomenal. Now they have a revenge game against the Sabres. They were not good in the loss at Buffalo, and they'll be looking to put a little home cooking to work for them tonight at the Big Phone.
And you know what? There is a lot of home cooking to happen. I mean, that's part of the handicapping in this one for me. I don't often lay a big number, Dave. I personally am playing the game tonight. It might even do a little of your split it up.
Minus one.
Do the, you know, the goalie, lay the point, the puck line. But this is one where the Knights return home from a absolutely grueling road trip. I don't remember that many teams having road trips like this. 5 games, 8 days. They finished it with 4-6. And to make
and against quality teams.
Top teams. Yeah. I mean the series of playing Washington and Pittsburgh in back-to-back nights was ridiculous. And then they turn around for the end of that. They play an afternoon game. So they didn't even get, you know, like the full rest scenario on the travel. So with that said, that itself lines me up looking at the Knights. They got to have 2 days off, which they desperately needed. Now, the flip side to that is they're playing Buffalo, quick revenge. Buffalo played in Arizona on Saturday.
They haven't good performance, by the way. 3-0 shutout.
Good performance. They had 2 days off the rest. Normally, that would be a plus for a road team. But, Dave, I'm going to play the Vegas flu trump card here. This is a Buffalo team that's been off for 2 days. They went from Arizona to here. What do you do for 2 days when you're in Vegas?
Read books.
Yeah. you've got to – they're an Eastern team, so they only played here once last year. The novelty hasn't wore off yet. I got to think it's a tremendous advantage for them having 2 days off and spending in Vegas. I think that there are plenty of distractions that they could find to entertain themselves with while they were here. And as you said, Fleury was dead on in the last game, and I think that was part of getting to sit in Pittsburgh and remembering what that was all about. We're going to take in the Knights.
We'll look at the Red Sox-Astros in the marquee matchup brought to you by Wager Talk later in the show. Right now, we'll look at the other baseball game, Brewers and Dodgers. And the Brewers will be going back to the semi-opener route tonight with Gio Gonzalez on the mound for a couple of innings probably, maybe once through the order. And then I'm guessing that they're going to follow the same pattern they did in Game 1, which is to bring Woodruff in. And they'll be facing Rich Hill, the curveballing left-hander. When he's on, Rich Hill is practically unhittable. When he's not on, when he doesn't have his command, he can be very hittable. I don't know which Rich Hill is going to show up tonight. I know I'm not particularly interested in laying $1.40-plus with the Dodgers. This Brewers team is feeling really good about themselves right now. And the Dodgers need a wake-up call from their fans. I mean, they were just sitting on their hands in Game 3. Wake up. Get in the game.
Yeah, they're not used to this. The Dodgers not scoring runs. I mean, they were pounding the ball down the stretch of the season, and all of a sudden they ran into this hot pitching staff. Question to you, if he does the same route with Gonzalez tonight and only goes the couple innings, does he burn both relievers the way he did last time?
Well,
that cost him Game 2, in my opinion.
Well, the thing is that they can go long with Hader tonight because he only threw 8 pitches last night, so he is available. And he's available for multi-innings. And, you know, they're going back to Milwaukee after this. So, you know, there's going to be a travel day. I'm not saying he should be out there for 50 pitches again, but if they need 2 innings out of Hader tonight, they can get it. Look, the pitching situation favors the Brewers here. Rich Hill has got to be money tonight for the Dodgers.
Well, in his last 3 starts, he's gone 18 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed, you know, just 2 runs, I think, in that. The key that hurt me with him is, it scares me a little bit, is he had 5 walks in his last start. The 2 starts before that, 14-0 strikeout to walk ratio. He needs to have his command, but he got the win anyway.
Well, that's the story on Hill. I mean, when he's got his command, you can't hit that curveball. You just can't hit it. But when he doesn't have the command, you can just let him throw the curve. It won't be in the strike zone and sit in the fastball, which isn't that good.
He's faced the Brewers 8 times in his career. His team's got a 7-1 record in his 8 starts. Gonzalez, again, this is a stat that's not quite as meaningful because you're only going to get a few innings from him. But this season, on the road in night games, he's not been good. His team, and this combines Washington and Milwaukee, 2-9 this year when he starts on the road.
Those were starts where he expected to go out there and try and throw 5, 6, 7 innings.
Exactly.
He knows he's not doing that tonight. He's thrown maybe 3. We'll see what happens. I can't make a play on the game. I would lean to the Brewers if I had to. NBA gets started tonight. We'll talk more about this with Jeff Sherman, but let's look quickly at the 2 games tonight. 76ers and Celtics, 2 of the premier teams in the the other division, the other conference. It's the runner, you know, nobody from the East is winning this thing. Okay? So this is the other conference.
It is. It is a direct revenge playoff game from last year. How much have they adjusted the number, Dave, from last year? You have Kyrie Irving back in the lineup. You have Gordon Hayward for Boston. On paper, Boston is just supposed to win everything. But you know what, Dave? Boston and Kyrie, Gordon and Kyrie haven't got to play together. That game, he got hurt last year. Minutes into the game, and then was out for the whole season.
Yep.
They played the preseason. You still got to show me the chemistry between these two on the court. I think the hype has this number a little bit too high. I have to play this one. I'm going to take Philadelphia plus the points here. I think they got more continuity, but little question mark. The starting Fultz, for Philadelphia tonight, trying to get him out. He didn't play well in the preseason, and they're putting him right into the starting lineup.
And the other game is the Thunder and Warriors. The defending champions are big favorites, as you would expect in this game.
They are. And, you know, add the fact with Russell Westbrook not being there. You've seen this line jump up. Yesterday we saw it at 10.5 and 11 around places. I'm looking at 13s right now. I don't want to take Golden State for the full game. I'm going to go first half in this, try to condense it. I think they come out with fire in their eyes, you know, opening night. And that's going to be the whole thing handicapping Golden State this year, Dave, is going to be how much momentum, how much they want to put in each game. We saw last year they didn't care that they were the number 2 seed. They conceded it the last month of the season instead of trying to chase Houston down. But if Chris Paul didn't get hurt last year in that playoff series, They took them to the limit. They might want to rethink that this year and play for the number 1 spot.
It's Tuesday. That means it's time to bring in Jeff Sherman. You can follow him on Twitter at GolfOdds. Jeff, of course, he runs the show down at the Superbook. It's always hopping down there. Pardon me if I'm stumbling around here. Mark, I need another set of headphones, if you've got one. Mine have just about had it here. I think the coil is shut in this set of headphones, so I'm going to switch, and we'll bring Jeff in now. And, Jeff, let's talk about the weekend. Oh, before we do that, you were at this huge convention that took place last week at the Sands Expo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the G2E. We had a booth set up there, just letting everyone know that we're going to be taking the book national. And, you know, just had inquiries and was just passing information along and just an awareness standpoint. So it went well. We met a lot of people and got our name out there.
Jeff, heading into, we got NBA, you know, happen tonight, opening night. First, ask us, last night, the Green Bay game, how was that outcome for the book last night?
It was good. We didn't need the Packers to cover. We would have done really well had the Niners won outright. We had a lot of teasers and money line bets on Green Bay winning the game, but as long as the Packers didn't cover the number, we were in good shape.
Well, I know one thing. It was a phenomenal game to watch. The game goes flying over the total again, so you can brace yourself for more overaction in next Monday's game between the Giants and Falcons, no question about that. There were a lot of good games for the house this weekend, weren't there?
We had a mix. I mean, we didn't have the greatest day on Sunday just because some concentrated games that the public had bet went against us, such as the Steelers. We couldn't sell anything on Cincinnati. The Seahawks, I mean, no one's getting involved with the Raiders right now at all. So there were a few games that went against us. It was a mixed result, but we came out on the short end a little bit on Sunday.
And how are the Super Contest consensus results this week? I know they struggled last week.
Yeah, it went 1-4 for the second straight week for the main contest, and the gold consensus went 1-3-1. So, you know, I know they were playing some numbers there too, with an anticipation. You know, the Dolphins game with Tannehill, his status out. So we had a lot of people on the Bears side, and you know, and that's what you get at this point, is a lot of people looking at the numbers based on injuries.
Jeff, it is opening night tonight with the NBA. Two marquee matchups. I mean, you couldn't ask for two better games. Really excited to see the Philadelphia-Boston game. How's been the action so far? Where's the money coming?
It's been good, and it's been on both favorites so far. On the Celtics-Sixers game, we opened 4.5. We're up to 5, and we've got 77% of tickets and 65% of money on the Boston side. And with the Warriors, you know, we had this lineup a while ago, and we opened at 8.5, and then when the Westbrook information came out about his knee, we adjusted it to 12. And so basically the restarting point with Westbrook being out was 12. We're up to Golden State 13, and we've got 69% of the tickets on the Warriors and 92% of the money supporting them.
Jeff, we know that you've got one job in terms of putting up numbers for the bettors. Put on your betting cap for a moment and talk about, from a betting standpoint, how you like to approach the start of the season.
Well, I like to look at the adjustments that not enough was made based on the changes in personnel and the preseason that we saw. I didn't do anything tonight, but I played a few games for tomorrow night's schedule. One of the teams that I think you can get on early is the Memphis Grizzlies, with getting Conley and Gasol back. Mm. They were without him so much of last year that this team for the past few years was solid with them, and I don't know if there's going to be enough of an adjustment made on the onset. So a team like that, I took Memphis +7.5 at Indiana tomorrow.
That sounds like one, you know, potential sleeper then for early in the season. How about a team that you might be looking at askance that you think is not as good as public opinion?
Well, I mean, you got chemistry issues going on with Minnesota, and that's one team I would definitely look to fade until they get this Butler situation resolved. I mean, it's just the locker room chemistry is a big part of that, so I wouldn't look to be involved with them. At the same time, tomorrow night, they're playing San Antonio, and that's a team that I'm going to be looking to go against. They've got all their young players injured. They have nothing but veteran players that are mostly two-point shooters in a three-point game. So San Antonio is a team I'm looking to fade from the onset, because I think after a few games, the number will catch up to them.
Jeff, we got the Golden Knights in action tonight, and off the slow start, has that halted the public onslaught of the money coming in with the Golden Knights?
It hasn't slowed it down at all, I'm telling you. I mean, we've adjusted their odds upward when they got off to the poor start, and we took a bet on them to win the division at 6-1 to win $100,000 on that. We still take money on them to win the Stanley Cup. We got as high as 20-1, but we're back down to 14 because of all the support that they get. So even though they're off to the rocky start, the money is still coming in hand and foot.
And we want to keep you updated on what's happening with the game that's underway, and I'm happy to report, even though this is strictly as a fan, not a better. Sorry about this, Seidel. Red Sox 2-0, top of the first against the Astros. We'll keep you posted as more Boston runs cross the plate, hopefully. Meanwhile, we can talk a little golf, because we've got the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges in Korea. Pretty good field. Some stars in this event, Jeff.
Yeah, and last week they played in Malaysia, and it's going to be a complete contrast to that, where it was low scores won last week. This week's a lot tougher of a course, but it's a lot of the same entrants. And we have Justin Thomas, the 11-2 favorite, Brooks Koepka at 10-1, Jason Day and Matt Sam at 12-1. And it's just a 78-man field, so there's no cut involved in this. But it should be a very challenging course. The wind really plays a big part in this, so should be looking for some of the wind players that are used to that type of environment.
Jeff, before we get to the soccer match of the week, quick question for you. With this time of the year, you've got hockey, basketball starting, football, and all of these other things, golf matches. How tough is it for you this time of the year with so many things going on that you've got to have your finger on the pulse?
It's not tough. It's just time-consuming, and I put in a lot more hours now. I usually do 10 to 12-hour days. Now I'm doing 15-hour days, so it's just keeping up on everything. And just like you mentioned, with so much going on, we have props on the NBA tonight. We have Golden Knights props, which we do for every game. We've got baseball playoff props. So we just have so many extra things that we're putting up. NFL props for the weekend. It's just props galore at this time of year.
and where you can find those? If you're the better, you go down to the sportsbook and have a great time. It's amazing at the LV Superbook. But you got them all those options are on the mobile app, and it's such an easy app to navigate, by the way. I mean, nothing could be easier than the Superbook app.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, with the NBA starting tonight, tomorrow night, really with the large schedule, it's really their last chance to get the season wins and the teams to make the playoffs, division odds, and all that stuff. The action's been brisk on that lately, but you can check everything out on the app, and if you see something you like, you have your last few hours that you can get the four teams that are playing tonight and all the way till tip-off tomorrow night.
Meanwhile, we can check out soccer. And, of course, is there a prop up on whether Conor McGregor will show up at another sporting event and display his complete lack of athleticism? Did you see him throwing that football? Jeez. I mean, I know they don't play football over there, but it's a ball. You can throw it a little bit better than that. So does he show up at a soccer game this weekend? And which game is the one you want to talk about?
I don't think he will, but we saw Usain Bolt. He scored a couple goals in his first action down in Australia. But tonight we have a friendly with the Peru and U.S. playing in Connecticut, and it's on ESPN2 at 4:30. So with everything else going on, you have a chance to watch some of the youngsters on the U.S. side. They're coming off a 4-2 loss to Colombia, while Peru is coming off a 3-0 win at Chile. So I opened up U.S. a small favor on the pick'em price. We've seen a lot of Peru support just because of the last results that we've seen, but if you want to get your soccer fix, it's on the Deuce tonight.
And for those who haven't experienced it, you got to do this just once. Sundays at the Westgate are really something special as far as the NFL is concerned, and the NFL is doing good business this year. Tell everybody what the viewing experience is like at the Superbook.
We have it down in the International Theater, and we have every game on big screens, and it's phenomenal. The energy in the room is something you can't miss, and if you want the opportunity, we have it in the book too on the large screen. So it's just a magnificent environment to just view all the games at once.
It really is fun, and it's something everybody should do one time is be a part of watching all the games at once with a lot of people, and just the atmosphere is electric. It's a blast.
The cheering on every play.
Oh, yeah.
You got half of the room. Well, usually you have half the room happy and half not. But there's been a lot of lopsided games this year as far as the public has gone.
Yeah, it's been tremendous. The response has been great. And just like you mentioned, the energy in the room is something you just don't experience at home.
Make sure to follow Jeff on Twitter at Golf Odds and check out his website if you're looking for the latest golf odds, golfodds.com. Jeff, it's always a pleasure, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jeff Sherman does a great job. Good insight on the NBA. And if you're going to be betting it, I think you can, you know, take advantage of what Jeff is telling you on maybe a go-with team and a couple of go-against teams, although a couple of them are playing each other tomorrow night. But, you know, you might be able to put some money in your pocket early on before the numbers adjust. It doesn't take long, Marco.
No, and we're going to talk about that a little later on some different handicapping things that I look at the beginning of the season in the NBA and things that you definitely should look at.
We'll come back. We will get you our Joe's Angle of the Day, and then Marco will tell us about the way to approach the NBA in October.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 basketball tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
Frank Finley is having spooky savings this October that'll make you go, no, not like that, like, woo! Right now, you can purchase a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT and save over $10,000 off MSRP when you finance with GM Financial. That's 20% below MSRP, and there are plenty to choose from. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the, woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
Unapproved credit, total value based on 5940 MSRP, some customers are not qualified. Not available with special financing based on some other offers. See you for details. Pick me retail delivery by 10/31/18.
PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Urgent. Stop buying houses. Stop selling houses.
Stop renting houses.
Stop hiring realtors now. They just take your money.
eBuyHouse.com is the place to buy, sell, or rent.
There are no realtor fees or commissions.
Keep 4 to 7% of closing costs to find a new lover to enjoy life with. eBuyHouse.com, a free platform, is beginning a trial period to test out our website. Sell the White House.
Or buy the Empire State Building.
Or rent out Trump Tower.
Test the website now to see how fast, easy, and safe it is. The new era for buying, selling, and renting for free is coming.
eBuyHouse.com.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-500-0898. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-500-0898. That's 1-800-500-0898. 1-800-500-0898.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Right now with the Best Mattress King for Queen sale, you can buy a king-size mattress and only pay for a queen-size. That's a savings of $600. Come see us at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Hello, friends. This is Thomas Johnson from Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab. Need a great idea for lunch or dinner? Your best bet is Joe's, one of the most popular dining destinations on the Strip. Joe's provides the ideal setting for private parties with accommodations for up to 150 guests. Stop by to see us at the Forum Shops at Caesars and ask for Thomas Johnson, your maitre d'.
Bottom of the first, Red Sox leading the Astros 2-0. Altuve is on base with a one-out single. Alex Bregman at the plate, 3-1 count. We'll keep you posted on what's happening there. Joe's brings you our angle of the day every day. Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab, located at the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Don't forget to make a reservation if you're going in the evening. They are required, not required, but they are recommended. 702-792-9222 is the phone number, and that is going to be a base hit for Bregman. So first and second, one out. He got lucky on that one, a ground ball just to the left of the shortstop. Should have been a double play. That was to the right of the shortstop, excuse me. What's the angle of the day?
The angle of the day is I want to get out of the studio alive today because I got one side of me. I got Mark, and he's high-fiving and swinging every time there's a pitch, and Dave antagonizing him on every play. This could be, I wish we had a live feed today. But the Joe's angle of the day is from Ralph Michaels, and this is a good one, Dave. If you're betting totals in the NFL, when you get an NFL home dog of 8 points or more, now that doesn't...
So we have one this weekend with the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams 49ers.
Generally, you know, an eight-point home dog, you got to have a pretty bad team, you know, or a really good team on the other side of it. But listen to this. 46 times we've had this, and 8-38 to the under when you have those situations. Now, an under with the Rams, man, I might have to borrow your shades to watch that game because that's going to be a little tough betting unders with the Rams this year. But that is the angle, and it's 8-38. Hard to argue with that.
All right, so there's your Sunday night play, courtesy of the angle of the day from Ralph Michaels. So NBA does get underway tonight with the Twin Bill, and then a lot more games tomorrow night, obviously. How do you approach the start of the season differently than you would, as for instance, in the middle or late portion of the season? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, Dave, I am very selective the first 2 weeks of the season because I'm like a Missouri handicapper. You got to show me.
I
want to see these teams because the thing about it with preseason, Dave, you get the teams in there, but you know you're not getting the lineups for the whole game and everything. And what I try to signal in on at the beginning of the season is looking at the teams that made some wholesale changes because there's going to be a lot of hype with those teams. We've seen it in the past. You know, when LeBron went to Miami, remember, you know, instantly they're going to, you know, just hand them a title. But it takes time to work the pieces of those teams together. LeBron's going to L.A. now. It's going to take time for the role players to understand what their roles are and to gel as a team and get that chemistry. So, rule of thumb, I will go against those teams early in the season because they're going to be overvalued by the lines maker, because the lines maker knows what the public's going to do. Public perception's going to be on those teams. I also will look at the unders, Dave, involving those type of teams early in the season, because it's a situation with the continuity is not there early on in finding the roles and the chemistry. So the unders are the way to go. And that's what I like to look at early in the season with the NBA. And, of course, look at scheduling. The schedule is always a big factor any time of the year, whether it's early, late, when you get teams in bad travel situations. Mm-hmm. I will look at those at the beginning of the NBA season.
Quick update in the baseball game, and he is out at second base. So we're going to have runners at first and third, two outs for the Astros in the bottom of the first.
I almost probably had to dump us.
Probably a double play ball. Nunez did not make a clean play. He just barely got the runner at second. Runner at first was safe, and so a threat for the Astros. Who's up? Correa coming up, I guess?
No, they've got Correa in the seventh slot.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't have the lineup in front of me, so okay. My NBA approach, by the way, is radically different than any other season ever for me in the NBA, because I've decided I'm not going to do it this season until the playoffs. I am not going to play any NBA at all. I'll outline a couple of the reasons why. And this is just personal opinion. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that anybody else do the same thing. The NBA has really fallen out of favor with me. It is a glorified exhibition season until April rolls around and the playoffs start. The league is top-heavy. You've only got, what, seriously, three teams that are going to contend for the championship, and one is clearly better than the others. You've got teams resting players on a really regular basis, way too often for my liking. I think there's just an inordinate amount of tanking in the league. And those are all excuses, in a sense, but excuses or good reasons. When you add in the fact that I've got college and pro football, I've got the NHL and college basketball just around the corner, I just can't devote the proper amount of time to every single sport. And the one that's become the most difficult for me over the past few years has been the NBA. I used to be a pretty good spot player playing situations in the NBA and had a couple of really nice seasons where I went back-to-back well over 60%. Last two seasons, I've lost money in the NBA, and you can call it an excuse if you want, but I can't seem to grasp when a team is going to want to play and when they're not. Playoffs, I know they're going to come to play all the time, and to me, it's a more even handicap, if you will, where things run true at a form. So I'm just going to... I'm not going to sell anything. I'm not doing any packages for the NBA. It's just not going to... You know, I'll lead into it on the show here, but it's you guys that are going to handicap it, not me.
Dave, you know, a lot of that with the last 2 years, I think, is that there's no parity in the NBA.
None.
There's
none.
The haves and then a whole bunch of have-nots. And I think that's what's really ruined it, because you've got all these teams laying double digits. And if they come to play, I mean, last year, how many times in-game did you see a game that involved Golden State and they were trailing, and the in-game still had him as a monster favorite? You never see that. You know, the algorithms aren't supposed to spit that out to have them as those kind of favorites. But yet they came back and would, you know, win the game. Maybe not cover the game number, but they would come back and, you know, win down double digits. One thing I'll say to you for the East, and we know that the East, it's a three-horse race, basically.
And it's the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, it is. But between Boston, Philadelphia, and Toronto, you know, a lot of love for Philadelphia the way they ended last season. I don't think you're going to still see that this year. Boston, we know on paper, is the best team, but I really think of all the moves, I think Toronto's the team that comes out of the East. I think Kawhi Leonard is going to give that team the stability that they needed. And this is a team that's always knocked on the door the last couple of years. I think they actually break through it. That's my team to come out of the Eastern Conference and then get slaughtered in the in the NBA Finals.
I want to spend a moment talking about UNLV football. I guess you can say, well, at least they tried in the second half after the game was already over against Utah State. They've got Air Force on national TV on Friday. It's an opportunity for them to gain some self-respect. I don't know how much the win would mean from a bowl perspective. I think that's a little bit out the window at this point. But they need to play well in this football game. Are they capable of putting up a fight against Air Force? And here's the other side of that. If they put up a fight but lose, even if it's a respectable loss, is it too late, or is it just plain wrong to put the moral victory phrase into place? I think it is. I don't think there's any such thing as a moral victory. I think this team is a disappointment that desperately actually needs to win a game against the Air Force, and I'm not sure they're capable of doing it.
I don't think they're capable of doing it, Dave. I hate to bash our local team, but here's the facts. They can't stop the run.
Oh, boy.
They cannot stop the run. They gave up, you know, granted it was USC, but they gave up 219 to USC, 265 to UTEP. And then the last 2 weeks, New Mexico and Utah State both ran for over 200 yards from them. Now,
that's fine with Utah State. Utah State's really good. New Mexico is not.
They're not. But here's the problem, Dave. Now you come back on a short week, and you got to face an option team.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's
and not... they never... Last year, if you remember, that was a game in which the Rebels had a huge lead and then couldn't figure a thing out as far as the options was concerned in the second half and blew the lead in the game.
When you're not playing well and then you got to have a short week and you're facing the option attack, that's not good. Scheduling-wise, this is if you're planning your schedule out, this is where they should have had their bye week before so you had an extra week to prepare for it and be your signature game on TV. This is a game they need that would help the program, but, man, the program, I thought this was the year they go forward and that, you know, we would see the momentum going into – you know, in 2 years, whenever they're playing at the new stadium, when the Raiders come to town. But it's been a backwards journey so far this year.
The Astros are on the board. Base hit just now drives in one run, and they still have first and third, two outs against Uvalde with the score Boston 2, Houston 1. So if you have the over in the game, you have to be encouraged by the first inning. And if you bet the under in the Red Sox-Astros game, this is not a start that you are going to like. We will take a break. We'll check out what's happening in this baseball game and can come back and get to our Wager Talk marquee matchup, which is on... I actually messed things up because I thought it was the Red Sox-Astros. I forgot the start time. So we'll come up with a surprise marquee matchup.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Dear Mr. Goodrich, thank you for giving my family one of Sadie's puppies. I keep her in my room with me, and she lets me know who I can trust. Are Wheaton Terriers the only dog that gives a Wheaton greeting? My friend Shelby says her dog does that too, and it's not a Wheaton Terrier. Sincerely, Emma McKee.
Dear Emma, Wheaton Terriers are the only dog that gives a Wheaton greeting, but every other dog has the same skill. They just call it something else. There's the Basset Hound Howdy, the West Highland Hi, the Yorkshire Yo, the Great Dane Good to See You, the Poodle Pleased to Meet You, the Australian Shepherd G'day Mate, the Wiener Dog Long Time No See, and the Labradoodle Wazza. I'm glad you like your Sadie puppy, and I'm glad she's keeping you safe. Sadie had 5,000 plush toy pups, and we're delivering them on every air conditioning service call. Thanks for riding, Emma. Ken Goodrich. Gettle, G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
What's hot today? It's time for the Wager Talk marquee matchup of the night. WagerTalk.com. Start winning now.
Top of the second, Red Sox up 2-1 against the Houston Astros. Both pitchers laboring in the first inning a bit, so who knows? This could be a bullpen game between the Astros and Rangers. We, again, will keep you posted until we're done with the show, at which point we will leave and go watch the game ourselves, and you can fend for yourself, guys. I'll admit to a complete blunder here for the Wager Talk marquee matchup. I wrote down, we're doing the Brewers and Dodgers in the 4-4, so we'll do the Red Sox Astros here. I forgot it was an early start time. So we will look ahead to a Saturday college football game because it's one of the rivalry battles on the schedule this weekend, and we're going to have a lot of marquee matchups this week. Let's talk about this one now, Michigan and Michigan State. And the first thing that comes to mind here is Michigan State coming off a really good win, a type of win that can turn their season around. They had been underachieving and not really putting it all together, but one area where they've been real strong is the rushing defense. And if you got the other things working, then it was obvious that Michigan State could still be a quality team. Well, they're still only giving up 60 yards a game on the ground. They're off a great win against Michigan State. And now they go into a series where, without even looking it up, I know what the series history has been here. Michigan State as a dog has been dynamite in this series. This number looks large to me. I'm looking at Michigan State as a possible play here, Marco. Michigan's going to have to establish themselves through the air in this game because nobody runs at Michigan State. And I think the Spartans have a legit chance to score the upset here.
Well, Dave, I'm going to disagree a little bit. I agree with you. Their defense has been great against the run, but they faced Utah State, which is a decent team, Arizona State, Indiana, Central Michigan, Northwestern. But last week against Penn State ran for 200 yards against them. It was James Franklin once again with Penn State. And, Dave, let's not forget, that was the first game for Penn State after the Ohio State loss. And I was all set at the minute that game ended, the Ohio State game. I said, I'm scrambling to see who Penn State's playing next week because I said, this was the dream crusher game. I got to go against Penn State. There's no way this team can get up. But then they had the bye week. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, Franklin, you got 2 weeks to get this team off the mat. They had the game won.
Yep.
And once again, fourth quarter, they give it up late. I'm looking at this Michigan team, Dave. This is by far the best Michigan team Harbaugh has had. He's always had a great defense.
He's finally got his own guys in there. Rich Rod set the program back quite a ways. He just did. He was the wrong coach for that program. And it is taking this long to recover from that. I don't know why some of the fans, what are they, stupid? No offense, but you must be out of your mind if you're bashing Harbaugh and you're a Michigan fan. He's the best thing you got going for that program.
The one thing that he hasn't had, he finally has. Shea Patterson. The kid has played well. They got the transfer from Mississippi. This is the only missing ingredient that this team has had over the last couple of years. They didn't have that quarterback that was a playmaker. This offense, I don't know that Michigan State's going to be able to slow them down. Michigan runs the football well, and they throw the football well. If you come up to stop the run, which they do so well, they're going to open it up. I think this will be one of those games, Dave, where you talk about running the football to set up the pass. I think Michigan comes out in reverse. I think Michigan comes out throwing the football at the beginning of the game to soften up that run defense to open things up because they got to worry about
coverages. If you go run first against Michigan State, you're probably not going to do very well.
I'm gonna look to Michigan. I'm not going to get. I'm not going to jump in front of this.
So evidently, you're not putting a whole lot of stock into the underdog rivalry of this underdog nature of this rivalry.
It definitely you have to look at it because it's been such, that's the thing everybody that complains about Harbaugh, which you said they shouldn't, but the two things they complain about,
Michigan State and Ohio State, obviously.
Right, that's all that matters as far as, the alumni want. They want to win those two rivalry games. He knows he needs this game. If Michigan State falls behind, they don't come back like they did against Penn State. Harbaugh's not going to make those kind of mistakes, and this defense is better than Penn State's defense. I got to go ahead and do it, and I'll have some, I never generally use teasers in college football. It's generally not good, but in this situation where I can just get Michigan in a win situation, I like them in that. I'll have Michigan in a teaser as well.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll tell you that it's 2-1 Boston, top of the second. First two men are out. Oh, no, I don't take a break here. I'm sorry. I got half my... Yeah, all right, we already did the break. No, we just
where's
go...
Your,
we
where's
go,
your mind?
Oh, no. What we do here is we tell you what's happening at wagertalk.com. So it's a commercial of sorts, but it's in the show commercial, Marco.
It is, Dave. You guys cracked me up today watching these two.
When the Red Sox are on, my attention is almost always compromised.
It is, and then I've got the guy that's running the show,
yeah,
the board.
With the Astros jersey.
With the Astros. It's comical watching you two today. This is classic.
I'm in baseball mode. What does it say on my shirt? I can't read it.
Yeah, it says, all this guy... your belly, you got to pull it down a little bit, Dave. Cares about his baseball, and like maybe three people.
Yes.
who are the three people? We don't want to get you.
Not
in trouble.
Not him. That's for sure.
We don't want to get you. Don't want to get you in trouble with answering that question. But yeah, it's $2 Tuesday, and we've got a new guy at Wager Talk, Kevin Dolan, and he's off to a nice start with us. Comes with a good past history. He's actually an author, wrote a sports betting book.
Really?
Yeah, and he's got his Sun Belt Conference Game of the Week for $2. And Dave, I like when somebody goes out there and goes off the grid, goes to the smaller conferences, because
I have more plays in the smaller conferences than I have in the Power Five conferences.
Absolutely, because everybody knows everything about it. You don't find those little nuggets and edges in those other conferences, but the line is always the tightest it could be. But in the smaller conferences, you get the edges, and you can get a play that would normally be $25 for just $2 today. Check it out today at Wager Talk.
Check it out, because he didn't check that swing.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, that's a very difficult call, and that's going to be a 1-2-3 inning for the Red Sox. They are out in order, so up to Eovaldi to preserve the 2-1 lead. All right, time for us to check out the play of the day.
It's the play of the day.
All I do is win, no matter
hello?
What.
Hello? Okay, we had an easy winner yesterday with the under in the Brewers-Dodgers game. Do you go right back to it? We did not come up with a consensus of opinion on that game. Do we have one, or should we go to the ice?
I think we should go to the ice, Dave, because it's all on Rich Hill. If Rich Hill's on,
I know
there's not going to be a lot of runs in this game. That's
And if Rich Hill's not on,
you're going to have a lot of runs.
You could get into a crazy game. So I'll go to the ice with one. And this is going to be the matchup between Carolina and Tampa Bay. Look, I'm not a big advocate of looking at career goalie records against an opponent. But when they're this ugly, it's worth looking at. And I know Domingue is in the Nets tonight. He'll make his first start for Tampa, and he's really not very good. But it's Peter Mrazek for the Hurricanes. And I know they've gotten off to a good start, but look at his numbers against Tampa. I mean, they are awful. One win in 11 starts. 1-8-2. The two, of course, are overtime or shootout losses. So that's really bad. And, to me, I know Carolina's off to a good start. They've been pretty impressive. But Tampa at this price at home against a guy they always beat, I think this is one of those spots where you go the -1 route. It's -160 on the money line. Puck line's +180. Is it a little bit of a gamble? Yeah, if you're laying 1.5 in an NHL game, it's always a gamble. It's tough enough to win the game, let alone win by multi-goals. But I'll go the -1 route. I'll play half the bet on the money line, half the bet on the puck line. So it works out to basically the Lightning -1 plus about 105. Not a bad bet. If I'm going to go -1, I like to have a plus sign on the return. If it's still a minus, I don't think that's a good bet. But when you get a little bit plus, even just a little bit like this at +105, that's not bad. How much time do I have left? I have a minute? Okay. That's it. So that's your play of the day. Tampa Bay -1 against Carolina. There's no Tuesday night football this week. No MAC or Fun Belt action. But the football world will rev up on Thursday. We got NFL. We got a doubleheader. The Rebels are on national TV on Friday. Lots of baseball. NBA tips off tonight. I mean, this is a pretty good time of year if you're a sports bettor. And we'll try and load you up with good information on a daily basis here on the Las Vegas Sports Line. Tomorrow, Teddy Covers and myself and Patrick Everson.
Yep.
We'll be in studio, and we'll see who we come up with for a guest. We'll have somebody on. So it's going to be a fun day, and we'll have you lots of information for you. Meanwhile, thanks a lot to Jeff Sherman from the Westgate Las Vegas. Follow him on Twitter, at Golf Odds. Don't forget to follow at LV Superbook. For Marco D'Angelo and the Astros guy on the other side of the console, I'm Dave Koch, and have a great Tuesday night. See you.